digging deep. Exposing the fuse and reveal what's underneath.
We came to understand, driving force behind the human mind. Parasite taking its toll. My flesh exposing wires made of gold. And I feel that to the similar.
And all I can see here is my own urge to flee here. But the truth.
Now that's how to do an ending to a song, just thumping things until everyone's too tired to continue. That was Parasite by Ring of Gyges, yes. Hello, happy Thursday evening. The boffins have been, well, not fair, definitely watered and motivated, yes. And hold on. Yeah, I'd say conditions are perfect. Hooray! I'm going to... I've forgotten how to talk. Hold on a second. Blah, 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 blah. Right, so... Nope, still forgotten. Going to just hit my head with a banana, which I've got near me for scale. Right, try that again. Yeah, the words are coming to me. I'm going to put another track on. Oh, how difficult was it to say that? And then we'll go straight into the ring of... No? Wheel! Man! The Wheel of Calamity. And see what this week's amazing topic for the boffins to solve will be. I'll be back momentarily. And that was the oh-so-joyful song God is a Weapon by Falling in Reverse, featuring Marilyn Manson, who is undoubtedly very clever and talented, but also looks like a massive goblin, like a really tall goblin, which is a little terrifying. On to the Wheel of Calamity for this week's theme. Yeah, let's go. Okay, well, this is embarrassing. I put the Wheel of Calamity, I left it where it is, it's very heavy, but I put Fox News on near the Wheel of Calamity just once, just to try it. I wanted to see how our cousins, I suppose, in America were doing with how great America was being made on this particular week. Today's theme for our boffins to handle is the leftist woke agenda. I kid you not. Lessons will be learned from this. This is meant to be a local show for local people. But I suppose the leftist woke agenda affects everybody. If you listen to Fox News pontificating. I suppose we should be glad that I didn't leave like National Geographic running in the background. Otherwise, the boffins would have to solve the plague of giraffes currently afflicting the world. Anyway, DJ Deck has woken up. This week I thought I'll play whatever I like for a bit first, because it's my show, so I can do what I like. See? DJ Deck is saying that the next card song thing is a joker. Right, so I have to play a local artist. Gosh, I'll have to dig one out. The track, not the artist. That seems wrong. And we will prepare Constantia, made up name, not sure, our first boffin to address the leftist woke agenda. Yeah, you couldn't make this stuff up. Local artist track inbound.
Congratulations, sir!
Because you're making sandwich cats.
Standing in line, waiting in time, watching champagne penguins drinking wine. Outside in, the ending now begins.
And as evidenced by the blah 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 at the very end of the track, that was Nonsensical, which is from Frankie Peroni's 2025 solo album entitled Seaforth Road. And if you've met Frankie in person, you'll understand how apt the track name is. Anyway, Constantia has filled in her answer card, or, I don't know, her application for freedom, if you will. But before we read out her response, let's work through some definitions of things that the leftist woke agenda is not, and then that should help us focus on what it is somehow. Anyway, here are some things that the leftist woke agenda is not. So it's not extreme political correctness, it's not anti-science, it's not authoritarianism, it's not universal solutions, it's not victimhood culture, neither censorship nor homogeneity nor opposition to freedom. So yeah, that should give you a better idea of where we're heading with this, because those are things it's not. Yeah. But before, well, actually, let's go. Constantinopia, her card says, we should try to encourage media responsibility. Okay. So, yeah, if each news article were had, well, the sections of the article, each one had a little stamp with, so one of them, this might be a bit of a stretch, but that paragraph there could be stamped with true. A big stamp, something that's factually correct, and true. from a certain point of view, is truth universal, or does your viewpoint sort of move it about? I'm not sure, but anyway, for a given value of true, that particular paragraph in the media output is marked with true. Hooray. Next is a bit iffy. So what's between true and a blatant lie? Whatever that is, sort of vaguely true? Yeah, let's go from that. And that's the media organisation saying, well, we're not sure if it's true or not, but it sounds credible to us, and it does make a good soundbite. So that particular paragraph would be stamped with iffy. Not true, not blatant lie, iffy. Stamp there. And then the last one, blatant lie. So it's only there to reinforce leftist rhetoric and boost media sales there. So that section could be stamped with lie stamp. And you'd need someone who wasn't subject to the the manipulation of the leftist woke agenda to actually weigh in on that. So you'd need someone who wasn't left, who wasn't woke, to take the media organization's output and then stamp each section, or I don't know if it's audio or video, preface that bit with "the following statements are true," or "the following statements are a bit iffy," or "the following statements are blatant lies." And by doing that, then the media could be considered to be acting more responsibly and not infecting young children's ear holes with influential wokeness there. So yeah, that's Constantia's response. We are prompting our prisoners, no, boffins, they're not imprisoned, they are enjoying the luxurious hospitality that we have to offer. So Constantia gets a solid 9 for that. I mean, who wouldn't want their media output scored like that so that you could tell what's true or what's not? Yeah, so great. So definitely free, and yeah, well done. I hope you'll remember your time here. Freedom awaits. Yay! Woo! Okay, moving on. DJ Dex says we've got a 5 of diamonds. So let's see if I can find something similar to a local artist track. That may or may not be a local artist track. No, we only get a local artist one if it's a joker. So I'll try and find something similar to Nonsensical by Frankie Peroni.
Welcome. I am your friendly courier. Mr. Bloodvessel is my name. Buster Bloodvessel. I am concerned for you to enjoy yourselves within the limits of British decency. You know what I mean, don't you? Well, don't you?
Yes, Mr. Bloodvessel!
From a
And yet another nonsensical fade out. These are getting very popular around here. So that was I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. And I think Frankie would approve of that one, as he loves the Beatles. Or, yeah, I would say something snarky, like he hates the Beatles, which is why he plays them so badly. But that is patently untrue. He loves the Beatles, and he plays their songs very well indeed. Fun fact, my mum was around Liverpool when the Beatles were doing the rounds, but she thought they weren't all that, and went to see other local acts instead. Was that actually a fun fact? I think it was, but I am very biased here. Right, next up is Star, who thinks that balancing perspectives is the way to go to combat the flood of leftist woke agenda wrongthink. So let's have a look. A balanced perspective includes diverse viewpoints and credible evidence. There's probably other stuff, but the card is small and the crayon is big. So diverse viewpoints, that should be easy enough to do. You find people who are on the left and woke, and then you get some other people. So someone who's centralist, and then someone who's rightist, and maybe some people in the middle. So a bit like a jury of one's peers, you get people whose views go across the spectrum, and then they work together in the same way that, like, the comments section in YouTube works together. No, there's going to be no problems with that. So they all work together to decide on what is the balanced perspective for whatever is being presented. And then in order to make sure that that is credible, yeah, then they provide citations for their sources. So it's not, this is self-evident. I mean, it just listen to the words. It must be true because the words sound true. Now, if each of those people across the spectrum of left to right and extremes and middle stuff, they cite their evidence, their sources, then that will allow for a balanced perspective. And then that balanced perspective will help root out any blatant leftist woke agenda items. These will be challenged, and only balanced narrative, so right think, will be allowed out of this process. Yeah, kind of the opposite of an echo chamber, because there's a point to it. So instead of reinforcing a self-held belief or narrative, this would allow a wrong-think narrative to go in, and then you'd have a process of diverse viewpoints and credible evidence happening to this thing, and then out of that process, which I'm sure wouldn't be laborious and take ages. I mean, people with strongly held beliefs and views, that they're bound to be able to collaborate and sort of, I don't know, focus the sort of the strength of their feeling and belief on a very important task. And then out of the other end would come right think, which everyone could trust. Yeah. Right, Star. I mean, you guys are hitting it out of the park this week. I think we must have taken the van to a brainy neighborhood for a change, and encourage participation in the show. So, Star, you go free. I mean, solid 9 again. I mean, does anyone get a 10? Haven't seen one yet. But yeah, freedom awaits. Shackles will be removed. We'll clean you up a bit and return you to your life. Hooray. Next, DJ Deck is waving a 10 of diamonds at me. So we need something very extremely different to I Am the Walrus. Let's see what we can do. That was Aerosmith with Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees. I went with the shorter version of that song as the S&M intro, I think, made better television than radio. Aerosmith is also pretty different from the Beatles, so I managed to steer clear of playing yet another very heavy track. So that's probably win-win for all parties. A balanced perspective, if you will, if anyone's listening to this stuff. Right, as previously mentioned, my mum wasn't that into the Beatles. She worked in Liverpool city centre, so she went to the Cavern Club during her lunch breaks. I mean, live music played during the daytime. How novel. She saw a couple of acts, but talking to her, the most memorable, way before they got massive, Merseybeat, heroes, I suppose, such as Jerry and the Pacemakers, as well as Freddie and the Dreamers. And she much preferred them to the Beatles, who she thought were a bit naff. There may have been other bands, but she was only there for half an hour before she had to get back to work. But I am horrifically digressing. So, Helga, our next boffin, wants to talk about promoting open dialogue. In order to do that, we need to differentiate between the UK and the US, as they have different means of... No, no, promoting open dialogue. Yeah. So let's do something that works for either side of the pond. It's going to involve violence of some kind, I'm afraid. So in the UK, much like some other countries, we that may or may not be sensible, depending on how much you pay for your NRA membership. Get more US references. We're going to use sticks and bats and batons and stuff that's spiky, even though that's frowned on. Melee combat weapons, I suppose. Within the US, they've got the whole range of firearms, which, again, in case of some kind of insurrection, they are well-armed militia, very important stuff. So there's an open dialogue that needs to happen, and so I quite like the idea of like the jury of your peers. So here's the various dialoguers. Anyway, the various voices to provide a balanced perspective. They're all in the room. Everyone gets a say. And then if the dialogue is judged to be not open, yeah, closed dialogue, or some kind of semi-closed, a slightly ajar dialogue, that's not good either. Boo. Then the armed mob, because we can have armed mobs in the UK, just they're not allowed anything high or low caliber. Rozzers don't like that. So, yeah, the armed mob then lay into anybody who is not sort of providing open dialogue. So, yeah, closed dialogue, slightly ajar dialogue. Anything that's not totally open, clonk, 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 and then hopefully we'll get the message if they remain conscious. Or I would say worse than conscious, but better than conscious? All right. If they remain conscious, then they should be able to make their dialogue more open. And through this method of not enforcement, not infliction, the act of inflicting, no, through the act of promoting, through doing this, open dialogue will then be promoted. That's the word, promoted, in the same way that the boffins down in the cellar are guests and not kidnap victims. No. We wouldn't kidnap anyone. They went in willingly. They knew the risks. Moving on. Four of Hearts is DJ Deck's next decision, suggestion. Whatever, and I warn you that the AI poetry section, the obligatory AI poetry section, is hurtling towards us like a Zimmer frame pileup. Back in a minute.
You cannot have me off the page, I'm a prism. Never empathize, mine's a prism. You cannot have me off the page, my heart's a prism. You cannot empathize, your heart is a prism. Something in you, the way you want me.
And that was Layla Moss with her song Prism. From the music video, she's going in hard with the Karen look, which is a choice. And while it was playing, we had to address a slight issue. Oversight? No, never our fault. As Helga didn't really know whether she was free or not. And she was making a fuss, preventing me from drinking what should have been a very nice cup of tea. I think tea was banned in the US a while ago because of a taxation issue or something. So, anyway, did Helga do enough to earn her freedom? She got a solid 6, so Helga is free, as Dobby would put it. We've probably got time for one last boffin, unless the AI poetry section is drastically short. So here we go. Nectarius, oh, great name, mate, thinks we should monitor legislative developments. Yes, that's what Nectarius thinks, which is a bit passive. I think just watching legislative, that word is hard for me, developments, but not really doing much about them. Just, oh, there's a legislative, got it, development. There's another one. Yeah, I'm just watching them. Might write that one down. Great. I mean, all right. And if something in the legislative, getting this now, development area were to occur, and then Nectarius or one of his mates, I don't know, would write that down. And specifically, if a legislation item, piece, whatever, was to contain something promoting the leftist woke agenda, and again, we've previously defined what that isn't, so you should have a much better clue of what it is, then that will be noted. In fact, you might get a stamp, rubber stamp, with the words noted, maybe with red ink, and go splat, noted. Well done, Nectarius, for that one. Yeah, let's just monitor them. 4 out of 10, Nectarius, and a further -5 for having such a daft name. So, you'll be enjoying our hospitality for a while longer. You know what you did. Right, DJ Jack says 5 of clubs. So, once that track's finished, which is going to be very close to Layla Moss's Prism, then you know what time it'll be? You know what time it is. Yeah, it's AI poetry. AI poetry time. That's good. Back in a minute. I'm loving the endings on these songs. That was Felt Mountain by the Mighty Goldfrapp from their album Felt Mountain, which makes it really easy to remember. To paraphrase the Ferrero Rocher advert from the 80s, with these music choices, you are really spoiling us. Anyway, next up, the plagiarism engine has been consulted, and here it is, the moment you've all been dreading, the AI poetry section. Okay, poem one, The Voices Rise. In the streets where voices clash, a tapestry of thoughts does flash. From shadows deep, the truths emerge, a call for change, a fervent surge. The cries for justice, loud and clear, echoing each forgotten fear. A fight for rights in every tone, for those once silenced, now overthrown. Yet critics whisper, what of the cost? What of the cost? Admit the gain, what value's lost? Further whispering, in every heart, a fervent plea to balance all, to set us free. Okay, poem two. A woke awakening. Awake, arise, the call is here. Awareness blooming loud and near. With every term and every phrase, a push for justice, a hopeful gaze. Yet in the fervour, voices fray. What's lost in twists of words, we say? For every label worn with pride, is there a truth we must confide? To seek a world where all can thrive, let's weave the threads, keep dreams alive. In unity, let's stand as one for progress made, not battles won. Three, the balancing act. In rooms of power, echoes spin. Debates on race, where do we begin? From every corner, opinions fly. Each heart a beacon, reaching high. But in the rush to voice our claim, are we just fueling the same old flame? Good question. For every right that's drawn in bold, what freedom's changed? What story's told? Let's bridge divides with open hearts in shared discourse. That's where it starts. Oh yes. To challenge norms while keeping grace in balanced views, we find our place. And finally, the threads of change. In the fabric of the dawn's embrace, woven threads of justice race, from whispers born of silent pain, a vibrant quest to break the chain. Oh yes, I need that chain broken. Couldn't have an unbroken chain. Terrible. Yet in this tapestry, colours blend. With hearts entwined, we must amend. For every voice that seeks the light, are we listening or ready to fight? Good question. Oh, that's the, would rather fight than... shift, hold on, would rather switch than fight, or would rather fight than switch. Yeah, Public Enemy had some thoughts on that one. It's all from a cigarette advert, which we can no longer show. Ha! And good, unless we're in a, like the third world or developing countries. Yeah, you could advertise tobacco products all you like over there. No one seems to care. Anyway. Digressing. The woke agenda, a fervent call for equal footing, justice for all, which was a Metallica album. Oh, that takes me back. But let's remember, in our quest to hold each other, seek, well, in an appropriate way, of course, and seek the best. Finally, so let's unite, not tear apart. In every battle, we must have heart. Yeah, but not beating pieces of people's bodies. No, more of a other heart. For in the end, oh yeah, that'd be bad. Battle, it's like each one of us has got a beating heart. Yeah, not that, just for clarity. For in the end, we'll find our way. In harmony, we'll forge the day. And that's it. That's the AI poetry section done. Right, next week, I think we might go with this. I know we're meant to be a local show for local people, but non-local issues surely affect us locally. I might actually put the boffins on how do we address the horde, the plague of giraffes, which is currently afflicting the world. Yeah, that could be good. I might have a better idea over the week. That seems even more insane than we typically indulge in. We haven't got much time left for a track. I'll see if I can find a Lawnmower Death one, just nice and short, and then the outro, and then you and your poor, beleaguered, battered attention will be free to go until next week, where a new onslaught will be inflicted upon you. Right, back next week, hopefully. Yeah, bye. Okay, I stand corrected. It wasn't Lawnmower Death at all. It was Napalm Death with the track You Suffer, clocking in at 1.3 seconds.